our way. Appreciate you calling.
Well, appreciate you taking my call. You're the first All-American quarterback in LSU history, and now you're going to have your jersey retired. What's your reaction to this huge honor?
Stunned to begin with. I had no idea that anything like this was in the works. Of course, I have a long history with LSU, my father having played there, my uncle having played there, my first cousin ahead of me, my little brother behind me. And so it's truly, you know, I've been very fortunate to play with a lot of great people and people that helped me make a lot of achievements. I've had a lot of accolades. I've had a lot of awards. But without hesitation, I can say that having my name or jersey retired up in the ring is at the top of the list for me.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. You're already in the LSU Athletics Hall of Fame, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. When you look back at your LSU career, what kind of pops up in your mind as far as some of the things that you were able to do back in an era where they weren't throwing the ball around that much?
Well, they probably would say that I still wasn't throwing it a whole lot back then. The answer is, you can reflect on things better 50 years later, so to speak, but I played in most major venues in the entire country, in college and pro, from Notre Dame to Florida to all the NFL stadiums. And what comes out first in my mind is Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night is like no other place in the world. There is no place that has a fan following like LSU on Saturday night. There's no place that has the uniqueness of the feel of walking through the goalpost as Tiger Stadium. So that's number one. We had some great games from beating Notre Dame and Baton Rouge to Ole Miss games, Auburn games, beating Alabama in Birmingham, and just every week for the 3 years that I played was just truly a special time.
To have your jersey number and your name that's going to be up there with Billy Cannon, Tommy Casanova, Jerry Stovall, Charles Alexander, what does that mean to you?
Well, pretty elite group. I don't know how I fit into that group, but I am most appreciative that I am there. Of course, it's equally special. Tommy and I were roommates, and dear friends, and still are. And so that's always special. I guess I'm the only one with a roommate up there other than Tommy.
So how much are you looking forward to the event now in November?
I am looking, it's kind of funny. I was planning to come to a couple of games, and Texas was the one that I picked out. I have a daughter that lives in Seattle with a son that's just beginning to play ball, who's a pretty salty little athlete. And I said, why don't y'all come down before you start looking around and let's look at LSU and see what you think about it. And we'll go to the ball game. And I said, Archie and Arch, of course, will be playing. And Archie is a dear friend of mine and the family. So we'll all gather up and have a lot of fun together and go see Tiger Stadium at its best. And then this came to be. And so I said, well, I'm definitely coming to Texas, so let's do it then. So it was a great event.
All right, sir. Anything else, Mr. Jones?
Other than I appreciate it. Hope everybody in Baton Rouge is doing well. Things in North Louisiana are hot and steamy, just like they are in South Louisiana. And we'll see y'all here in the fall.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Congratulations.